You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's a feel-good Friday. So Horse Guy was listening. Horse Guy is a man who has given us the Kentucky Derby winner in back-to-back years. Now, before I heard from Horse Guy, I did warn you that he does not love the Preakness and doesn't usually give us a pick like he does with the Kentucky Derby with the Preakness. But if he had a pick, we would give it to you. So Horse Guy was listening, and Horse Guy reached out, and he said
he does not have a Preakness pick. So unfortunately, you're going to have to do this on your own. You're going to have to handicap it on your own. He said maybe the Belmont. But here's the great thing about Horse Guy. He's not just going to give you something he's not convicted in, you know, convicted on. When he feels it, when he knows it, he will tell us and we will tell you.
See, I just think journalism's going to run away with it.
Could be. And he doesn't like favorites, Horse Guy. Horse Guy's not a favorites
guy.
What's
the weather in Baltimore for the Preakness? Do you know?
I don't know. I will take a look for you. You looking for more slop?
I'm wondering if yes, because journalism showed me that he's a mutter.
Yeah. Mutter's a mutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think that if it's sloppy down there,
I think journalism is a what they call a closer horse. I don't know if you know that.
Wow, it's going to be 90 degrees there tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, 90 degrees.
Oh man,
yeah, so that's crazy. Intervals of cloud and sunshine, a stray shower, thunderstorms possible. High near 90.
What?
Yeah, it's right there, Baltimore.
See, that's why I asked you.
90 degrees. So what do you think now?
Oh man.
Which one of these horses can
They've
run?
They've been having those sponges with water out there.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
That's a big thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, sponge them. Yeah, sponge bath.
You sponge them down.
Yeah, sponge bath's a weird thing, isn't it? Isn't that like if you're, something's really gone wrong with you if you're getting a sponge bath?
When Gina sponge bath?
Yeah, right. About that 10 means years. Right, something's gone on 10 years. God, I'll only be 50-something. If you're getting a sponge bath, chances are you're in the hospital or a nursing home or something, yes? Yeah. Or you're a horse.
Or your horse is right, yes. So I don't know. The heat, man, that's a whole other set of circumstances. The thunderstorms down there can get nasty. Mm. And hopefully that's not going to be this is late in the afternoon, so you could end up running into thunderstorms.
You could. So we'll keep
that would suck.
That would suck because he had a messy Kentucky Derby.
I remember going to the Kentucky Derby with Sydney, probably in 16 or 15, maybe.
Okay.
And it was hotter than hell.
It's going to be like that tomorrow.
Oh, God, that would be miserable.
Yeah. All right. So I wanted to bring up this NFL story. Then we'll get back to your calls on the Mets and Yankees and the Knicks. So Caleb Williams, who caused a lot of hullabaloo leading up to last year's draft, not as much as Shedeur Sanders, but there was plenty, as there was talk about him wanting part ownership and the franchise that drafts him, and he got the painted nails, and he said stuff like to the punter, we're not going to need you this year, all of these things. So he comes out, and the Bears don't have a good year. They fire the coach midseason. He shows flashes. Like, no one thought of him as a bust. They just looked, said, hey, he's a rookie. He's going through the stuff. He showed some really, really cool flashes. So an article comes out on ESPN.com, Seth Wickersham. And in this article, a couple of things were highlighted. One was that, according to Seth and his reporting, the Chicago Bears essentially did nothing to help his development, and he would sit and watch film by himself and have to figure out things by himself when the coaching staff wasn't around, which seems hard to believe, but that is what was reported in there. And then something even more interesting.
Oh, I thought the kid was so great he didn't need coaching.
Well, yeah, right. But the other thing that was even more interesting was when they found out the Bears had the number one overall pick, that him and his dad were looking for ways to not have the Bears select him, even going as far as looking into what would have happened if he had gone to the UFL for a year to see if he would have been a free agent after that. However, that's not the way it works. He would have to go back into the NFL draft. Then they said that they wanted to get to the Minnesota Vikings somehow, but didn't think that the Bears and Vikings would make a deal because it was the NFC North and their rivals. And they were quoted as saying that Chicago is the place where quarterbacks go to die.
Okay, so a couple things. Number one, let's say he decided to go to UFL. Somebody in the NFL would have drafted him, just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted Steve Young when he went to the USFL.
Mm-hmm.
They just would have wasted like a fifth or a sixth round draft choice on him, and then he would end up going to that team. All right, so if all of this is accurate, which I don't believe it's all accurate, I'm sure there's some of this here that's a little bit embellished. But, you know, it sounds like his dad was trying to, you know, manipulate things around the draft. And, you know, and here's the thing. I was telling you this morning because we were discussing a little bit of this. I said, you know, when I was being drafted, and I can only go by my own personal experience, that I would have loved to have been drafted by a team like the Bears. I mean, this is a legacy football team. It's a legacy brand. And, you know, I know that they haven't had a lot of great quarterbacks throughout their years, and they haven't had one that had lasted there for 10, 12 years. But for me, like, that would have been I would have loved to have been drafted by the Bears. I would have loved to have been drafted by the Giants. I would have loved to have been drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, these are teams that when I was growing up, they were all great teams. They had great quarterbacks. They had success. The Bears had Walter Payton. You know, they obviously, when I was playing, they were a really good team under Mike Ditka and everything. But I don't know. There's something about a legacy franchise that you should want to play for, and you should, you know, this is kind of like what Shedeur Sanders is trying to do in Cleveland. Maybe we don't like the way I don't like the way he's going about it right now and being out there in everybody's face. But at least, you know, he is trying to turn around a franchise, or believes he can turn around a franchise that has been so dysfunctional for the last 20 years. Now, there was a time where the Browns really, truly were a great organization. Mm. You know, Marty Schottenheimer was there. They were winners. You know, Bernie Kosar was their quarterback. They were winners. They had Brian Sipe before him. So they had a lot of great players that went through there. So I think that Caleb Williams' father is completely devoid of reality. When you think about this, I think a lot of these kids and their parents are nowadays, and that the level of entitlement is breathtaking. And it's no wonder why he failed initially, and it's no wonder why the coach got fired. So now they go out and get an offensive coach in Ben Johnson. And you know what? Now it's on his ass. It's going to be on his ass to live up to these so-called lofty expectations that he has for himself and that his father has for his son. You know, and I understand, you know, that there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, you know, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around, and you be the player that you think you are. I mean, that's what I will give Shedeur. I will give him the credit because he thinks he's the player that's going to turn around a franchise.
Yeah.
But this whole thing is, you know, it's really a bad look on Caleb Williams, on Caleb Williams' dad, you know, talking about contracts, wanting ownership of a team, you know. Well, your son hasn't done squat in the NFL yet.
Yeah, if I'm a Bears fan, I try to get over this because he's on the team and you got Ben Johnson and you're excited. You were excited in the offseason. But, yeah, it would piss me off if I knew that the quarterback that I wanted, who is my quarterback now, didn't want to be here initially. And him and his dad were finding a way to get out of here.
If any one of those guys on that list could have complained about where he was going, but thankfully they got a new owner, was Jaden Daniels going to Washington.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, you know, could you imagine if Daniel Snyder was still there and they were still stuck on that hamster wheel of turds thing that you often talk about?
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been screaming and yelling about going there.
Yeah, that's, you know, right.
The other thing, too, is like, I know that Eli and Archie Manning and Deion Sanders and Shador, everybody, and, you know, Carl Williams and Caleb Williams are all talking about, you know, manipulating the draft. Look, that happened one time, and it happened because there happened to be two great quarterbacks at the top of that draft that both of those teams were happy with acquiring. Mm-hmm. Phillip Rivers going to San Diego mm-hmm. at the time, and Eli coming to the Giants. You know, that would be like Drake May being traded from the New England Patriots back to the Bears, and then Cale Williams sent to the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's what that would be like. So this is apples to oranges when you're discussing these quarterbacks who don't want to go to certain places. And I would just tell them, you know, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect, as opposed to coming into the league like you're some sort of diva that, you know, paints his nails. I'm sick and tired of it.
You know what? Jesus, why are you throwing balls at Al because of it? He didn't do anything. He agrees with you. You remember there was a New York Post headline that said legendary New York talk show host slams Caleb Williams.
Right. He was crying in the crowd. I mean.
Right. He wasn't going to make it here in New York.
I know. And Al was right. And now all this crap is coming out.
But did it need to? Like, I understand we're sitting here talking about it and it's a juicy story, but it's almost like, Caleb Williams is coming out of this thing looking terrible, and he did. He went out there and he played. He didn't bitch or moan. You know, he took the everything that you have to take as a rookie. They stunk. His coach got fired. Like, all that stuff's in the past, and it comes out now. It's like, it's just strange that now the fan base has got to look at him differently after that, because you never heard any of that.
Well, he's got to earn everybody's respect back now.
Yeah.
And, you know, his father could just pipe down and don't worry about your little son. Your little son will be just fine. He's, you know, he's made it to this point, and now he's got to earn the respect of everybody. And this actually just, you know, it takes it down a notch. I was a big fan of this kid.
Yeah.
And I told you, I thought he should have been number one. There was no question about that. But all this other crap that now is circulating around him in regards to, like, disrespecting a team or a league like this. And I understand that, you know, the players have gripes about contracts and things of that nature, and I stand with them in that regard, and they should fix some of these things that are in place right now. But it's just such a bad look for this kid.
It is, and it really is unfortunate, because he might have, like, what he was thinking prior to the draft and all these things that are in this article, he may not be thinking now. He might have gotten the reality check that he needed last year. And now all the stuff, like, he should come out and be like, listen, man, I was wrong about all that stuff. Like, if any of it's true. And now I know, and I'm here, and I love it here. And I got my face kicked in last year as a rookie, and now I got a new head coach. We're ready to go to work, and I didn't know what I didn't know.
That's exactly right. I mean, we all get our faces kicked in when we first get there, except for a very, very few players like a Jaden Daniels or a C.J. Stroud that just exceeded expectation. Well, I guess they lived up to the expectations, but even in my eyes, exceeded their rookie expectations, because what they were able to do without really ever doing it before and did it with such a, like, a humble nature about themselves, that's the respect that you want if you're Caleb Williams.
That is right. All right, I do want to get to a couple calls here, because one of them's got a suggestion for kickoff to summer, which is 1 week away down at DJ's. It is a free show. We want to see you there. Starts at 6 a.m. with Al and Jerry with the warm-up show. Then we start at 7 a.m. And kickoff to summer is brought to you by Cash App. Do more with your money. And Chris Lane, country music star Chris Lane, Big Plans, a number one hit of his, is going to have a live show, also free, starting at 11 a.m. when we're done. What do you have there on your phone that's so loud?
I was looking at the ability to change basketball courts.
Oh, that's very cool. You did show me that in the break. That was awesome. Yeah. But Chris Lane will be there. So it's a big day, 1 week away, kickoff to summer. Nick in Atlanta's got some thoughts on it. What's going on, Nick?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Nicky?
Yeah, I got an idea for the kickoff to summer show. It involves that new listener caller, Tracy.
Oh, yeah, Tracy from Atlantic Highlands. Yeah,
everybody loves Tracy.
I know, they really do.
Yeah, she's been great, and I feel like it would be a really good thing if we set up like a sports trivia showdown between her and Al Dukes head-to-head, see who could, knows the most about sports trivia.
Yeah, Nick, I like the idea. However, neither one of them would get a question right the entire time.
It'd be very frustrating for us sports fans.
I mean, it would just be Jerry going,
wrong, 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 wrong,
for like an hour straight. I mean, which could be fun, right? It could be fun. We'll just like start hard and then get closer and closer and closer to something that they
wrong,
may know.
Wrong, wrong.
What we do is that for every wrong answer, they have to take a shot.
Oh, my God. We don't need that.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I love the idea. There's no way the way that the company is operating these days.
Come up with questions.
Getting
a
listener bleep faced at an event.
Well, I'm sure Tracy sounds like a lot of fun. She'd be all into it. But here's the thing. And she'd have her husband there, and her husband could make sure he's the designated driver.
Sure.
And what we could do is we could actually, like, we could give her the questions like, what stadium do the Yankees play in?
Yeah, she may not know that stuff.
Like, I can ask Al. Who is the third line center for the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah. So Al would drink.
Yeah, listen, Al. Well, Al.
And by the way, speaking of that, where are my Al's Boring Beers?
I still have to grab those. Good point. I don't leave my house during the week, but this week I'm definitely grabbing some.
All right. Okay.
You know, there's been a couple of good ideas from listeners. We probably should get together at some point next week and, like, come up with some things. We've been so Knicks heavy and crazy, and this thing has now popped up on us, so we got to figure out a couple of cool things.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be right, if the Knicks can get this thing done tonight.
There will not be a game, if the Knicks move on to the Eastern Conference Finals, there will not be a game Thursday night to react to Friday.
Okay.
So it'll be Wednesday night, and there'll be a game Friday night. But so I did
look
at that.
In the same situation we are right now.
Exactly. 100%.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. Oh, yes, Jerry Recco is here. He's got an update for us. We got some PGA action going on here. Bryson DeChambeau just teed off. So
did you see his 7-iron, 230-yard par 3 that almost went in?
I did, yes. I mean, it was like that far away from the cup. He thought he had it, and then he gave a little fist pump to the crowd as well.
It was close, man.
I mean, he is must-see TV these days.
Gio hit me with a text the other day, Jerry, saying there's a par 4 that's 540 yards. I said, well, Rory will tee off and then hit his 8-iron.
Yeah. That's about right. That's why it's so stupid.
It really is. Yeah, obviously their irons are made for their swings.
I know.
They hit it 1,000 times a day. I mean, look at that shot.
Yeah, there it is.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And he also had, which social media ran with, there was one 360-yard drive or something he had where the camera guy couldn't find the ball because it was further than they thought it would go.
Oh, yeah, because they put a bunker there that you were supposed to hit it in, and he cleared it by like 40 yards.
It's ridiculous. And by the way, I know you're a beard guy because you have a beard, and I know you don't like Bryson's beard. I think it looks fine. I think it looks very good.
And he did like the line beard thing, though.
What do you mean he did the line beard thing?
It's like he shaved it down so it's just his
Don't you think that's a good-looking beard, don't you think?
No. Looks like Tim Tebow. From the side profile.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, but it goes underneath. I mean, he's got a Fu Manchu thing going.
Yeah, so but when you do the line beard, I see it's got to be, to me, the beard is like what Scotty used to have, where it goes up to like here. Like, this is where it should be, where my beard is. His got the line beard thing. I think he would look... He looks better clean shaven. If I were his stylist, I would go clean shaven with him. And by the way, women are all over Bryson now. After his Masters performance, he is showing up in women's Instagram and TikTok algorithms. Because Gina's like, who's this guy again? Who's he?
Oh.
You know, and like it's all these memes that are like, leave me alone. I'm watching my show. And it's Bryson DeChambeau teeing off. So he's now becoming a sex symbol out there as well. Who would have thought? And I'm trying to explain to her. He's like, yes, you know, he's good looking, in shape guy, really good golfer. He's the biggest dork you've ever seen in your life. He really is a golf dweeb.
Mr. Analytics.
Yeah. But hey. All right, Jerry, what's going on?
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. I'll give you a serious one first with the Knicks and the Celtics. Game 6 tonight. Tom Thibodeau, what he wants to see his team do better, and that's effort.
We can't have any personal dilemmas of if you're missing a shot or it's not going well for you offensively, that you're jogging back. You know, you got to sprint back. You got to communicate. And we got to be up.
That's
one guy
cat.
Slow, you're going to... Give him an open shot. You can't do that against this team.
No, you cannot.
Well, the other thing, too, is they got to defend this pick-and-roll three-point shooting of the Celtics. They got to get closer, I think. And, you know, I played basketball. I don't really know much as basketball as, say, like our friend Wally Szczerbiak does.
Right.
But I will say you cannot, like, just back off when they are giving you a pick-and-roll at the three-point line and then give them a five-foot cushion so they can shoot it over the top of you. You got to get closer to these guys, and you got to force the issue, and you got to get physical.
They need to defend the way they defended the Pistons.
Exactly.
The way that game was physical.
Well, this team shoots so much better. I mean, they legitimately have five different shooters out there every time they're on the court. Maybe with the exception of Cornette, but he's owning underneath the basket, and they got to. That's up to Mitchell Robinson. I was looking at a stat today, Jerry, and it basically has Mitchell Robinson when he is on the court. They are like a plus 26 when he's off the court. They're like a minus 61.
So play him all 48 minutes and blow him out by 20.
I hope you're right. I hope you're not trolling us.
I'm really not. I'm not at all. Remember we played all the Tommy clips the other night?
Yeah.
So yesterday they did their show and Evan and Tommy discussed it. Evan took a lot of ownership of being a jackass, basically.
Hmm.
But this is kind of the way it went.
I don't like what I became last night.
Mm.
I don't.
Explain to us those who weren't there.
Now, with that said, what I became last night, Tommy, was not worthy of you cursing me out for 5 minutes on your drive home.
Well, from your vantage point,
I don't think it was fair.
From my vantage, what wasn't fair about it?
Let me get to Evan Roberts. Let me get to this idiot. This schmuck acting like a total classless schmuck. This and he knows what he's doing. He's a penis. Evan Roberts proved to be what he's always been. A wolf in sheep's clothing and a total jackass.
All right, so here
totally
now.
Fair, right?
Yeah. Let me just say this. if one of you guys did that to me,
yeah,
you'd be looking for another job. That's all I'm saying. I mean, like, I, you know, it's Boomer and Geo, it's Boomer and Carton. You guys are big parts of this show, and I love you guys to death. We're all teammates. We do bust each other's chops from now and then. But that is crossing the line.
Where'd the line cross? Bleep and penis?
Well, the whole thing crosses the line. And I just think that right now, that super talented Tommy Lugauer needs to be put in his place.
Well, there
probably
wasn't...
should be suspended for at least a week with no pay.
Yeah.
And being put in a corner.
It's on the table. And Big Hurls was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Loogie.
Came in here yesterday, Big Hurls. He's like,
that is completely, it's Evan and Tiki. Am I right?
Yeah.
This is why I'm the future.
Yeah, Big Hurls was asking our opinion. I was like, what would you guys do? Would you suspend him without pay? And I was like, this is above my pay grade, man. They paid me to make fart jokes and stuff. Like, I
understand he's doing it on his own personal social media channels and all that. That's fine. But still, he's got to go to work with Evan and Tiki. It's Evan and Tiki.
This is why I'm the future. This is why I'm a generational talent.
There also is the side of it, like, respect is something that's earned. You know? There is that part of it. Where Evan seems to have not earned the respect of his teammates.
Evan bought the tickets.
I'm a loser.
Did Evan not buy the tickets for them to go? He didn't have to go.
Right. Does that mean that you're respected if someone buys you tickets? I mean, for God's sake, Sal's going to the Yankee game with Mitchell and Fort Lee.
I know, but yeah, he bought the tickets. Would you or I do that to each other?
No, we wouldn't, because we've earned each other's respect.
Yeah, but listen, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying Evan's got to take a hit on this as well.
I'm not saying that Evan doesn't deserve...
See what you're saying about I would fire one of you guys? There's no fear there because no one respects him. So part of that's got to be on him.
Bitch, shut your mouth! I mean, Al, you've been around this radio business for a very long time. You've worked with some unique characters in your life.
I have, yeah.
What do you think should be done to Tommy Lugauer?
Well, I think these shows kind of police themselves. That's on Evan to do something, fire back or...
Well, let's say, like, because you want to be a program director in some capacity.
No, he doesn't.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he does.
Where have you had a chance if the station other way. Was right by my house, yes.
All right, but, you know, you don't have an opinion as to whether or not the company should do something with Tommy Lugauer and his profanity-laced tirade?
Well... Yeah, I mean, I actually think this is on Evan.
Why is it on Evan?
It's kind of like how you talk about the locker room. Do you want the GM to come down, or should the locker room police their players? You know, in some ways, the locker room should police.
Right.
That show should police their
I think what
staff.
I would do, I think if it were me, this is just me, I'd put Tommy on blast for about 2 weeks. You know, go figure out what kind of person you want to be and who you want to work with.
So suspend him for 2 weeks,
yeah.
Saying, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd move Fleegs to the afternoon, take Tommy's spot, and then when Tommy comes back, he goes to work with C-Mac for about 6 months.
six months?
Yeah.
Wow.
That means he'll be doing your sports minutes with you.
No, he won't.
Now, here's my question, and Al brought this up yesterday morning. It had a little bit of a wrestling feel to it. Is it possible that this was all
It's the profanity.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's also the perception.
Maybe he's a Democrat and he wants to start cussing now and doing all that stuff. That's fine. But, I mean, he's taking a shot at the guy he works with.
He was. What was amazing to me, and you talk about things slipping through the cracks, Tiki's genuine reaction to all this.
Wait, what happened?
Poor Tiki. I mean, that's all I can think about is poor Tiki.
He had no idea.
Wait, what happened?
It's unbelievable. I don't know why I found that so funny, but...
because, I mean, this is a whole big controversy on their show with his name on it. He doesn't even know what's going on.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So that was yesterday.
Could you imagine Sal and BT getting into this sort of beef?
Oh, they'd be throwing down.
They would be.
Oh, yes, they would.
Or like if Hoff did a video trashing Sal.
He wouldn't be able to understand what he said.
Hoff would be found in the Meadowlands.
Imagine Dove. Dove would be the funnier one.
Because it's stupid idiots. They basically have a brain between them. Testosterone-laden weirdos. I work with real talents like Judy Mack.
You know what the afternoon show lacks? Afternoon show lacks a clear leader.
That's true. Well, I mean, Tiki's...
leaderless. It's a rudderless ship.
No, I don't... I think Tiki just wants to stay above the fray.
Yeah.
And let that kind of marinate underneath.
Wait, what happened?
I mean, he's been in locker rooms his whole entire life, so he can tell a beef when he sees it.
He's got to walk out of here some days.
He's going to blow his brains out. What am I doing?
I was in a Super Bowl, right? Was Tiki in a Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, he missed the 2001?
Was he in the 2001?
Yeah,
that's right. He was, yes.
Do you think he'll ever get beaten down enough by the guys around that he'll start dressing poorly?
No way.
I can see him just getting up and leaving
one
day.
But that's how we'll know if Tiki starts dressing poorly.
Stop shaving his head.
Yeah,
he doesn't have it in him.
And I think Evan's got to really put his foot down today. I really do. Now that I think of it, the more I think of it and the more I hear of this and the way that Evan was reacting yesterday, man.
Well, like I said,
Tommy is basically bitch slapping him. That's what he's doing.
Evan did take a lot of responsibility for the way he acted with the phone and the videos. So, whatever.
I mean, see, this is what I mean. Taking responsibility. What?
We do have Yankees Mets tonight. That'll be on the Fan. We start those three games while the Knicks are playing. I want to get to a couple other things here. Bill Belichick was a guest on the Pro Football Doc podcast, and it's very obvious these two know one another and have for a while. Here he was answering a question about long snapper Lonnie Paxton, and all I could think of is his young girlfriend listening. And now think this. He's in a hotel room, and as the guy's asking the question, he's eating a cracker or something. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
We got LP, you know, early, and he was
Jesus. Yeah, he sounded a little nasally the other day, but man, Jesus Christ, that was not good. That's pretty funny. Then he was asked about a story. So they did this whole thing about, again, this guy's he's really about football injuries. And so they were talking about some, you know, tragic injuries, bad things that have happened. And then he's trying to lighten the mood. He's like, let me talk to you and ask you about long snapper Dave Bin.
I need you to confirm or deny a rumor. We had Dave Bin, another long snapper, on the podcast. And he told us a story about him being at the Pro Bowl. Can you confirm or deny the words that you said there about asking about where his girlfriend was?
All right. Pretty simple. Then his answer to the question.
I'm going
to
plead the fifth.
All right. Well, we'll do the lie detector. The story is, and our editors can play it back. Dave Bin said he's at the Pro Bowl, and you asked where his girlfriend Pamela Anderson was, and he said she's filming or not here, and he claims that you said, well, why the heck might not have been. Heck, it might have been another word. Do you think we invited you here?
And then he didn't really deny it. So I thought that was kind of funny with the whole Pamela Anderson thing in the day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was, this is another example of he knows the guy and he talks.
Yeah. Well, because they're talking football.
And there were no questions about the girlfriend.
And he's talking about particular players that I'm sure that Bill likes or respected.
You see the latest Pablo Torre nugget that he dropped where that he had 11 sources tell him that Jordan Hudson was at a Patriots game in his seats in 2021 where she would have been 17 years old.
Well, that's not true.
What do you mean?
4 years? She's 24.
Mm-mm.
She's not 24?
They believe she's 19.
Now?
She was 19 when they met in 2023. So that's what they believed. They say that she was 19 when they met in 2023, and she's been changing her age around. This is all his reporting. Oh. And that in 2021, that would have made her either 17 or 18, depending on the month. But that this relationship, that whole plane thing and how they met, is in question, especially since she shut down the CBS This Morning interview about how'd you guys meet. And they said, we're not talking about that.
And then you got all the stuff from the Tom Brady roast where all the former guys were talking about him at the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And then, but in his seats in 2021 with the Patriots?
What is she, like the Daniel Amante of the The New England Patriots. Remember him?
Of course. He changed his age to play in the Little League World Series.
Yes.
Okay. Well, didn't know that. Was just trying to have some fun with well, years ago. Anyhow, Hurricanes beat the Capitals 3-1. They win the series. Jets beat the Stars 4-0. You got the second round of the PGA Championship underway. And next hour, I'll give you some Ben Johnson from that Seth Wickersham report. And he was on with Colin Cowherd. Do that next hour as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Somehow Eddie got control of the music for two breaks today. And this is something I didn't even know that Al wasn't in the studio for this one, but this is 100% got Eddie all over it.
But this is something Al has played independently.
Not often. I do it because I know Eddie likes it every once in a while.
I mean, there's like a married couple in there. It's very nice.
I could close my eyes and just play the music. I could guarantee Eddie, Al. I could pick out an Eddie song 10 times out of 10. Okay, so there was this big hullabaloo yesterday with Sal and a listener who, in a caller, Mitchell and Fort Lee, who bought a bunch of tickets for the hosts here to go to the Yankee game.
Wait, what happened?
The Subway Series game. So Mitchell and Fort Lee, who claims to be Adam Schein's cousin. I don't know. I met the guy once at one of our softball games. He popped open his trunk and handed me a T-shirt, which was very nice. He's a giving type of guy. And it was a beautiful Mets T-shirt. So Mitchell bought tickets for him, C-Mac, BT, and Sal to go sit out in right field. Oh, and Hoffman.
Wow. It's a big, thick group of guys.
Yeah.
Think about the thickness of that group.
Big and thick.
Oh, yeah.
So as we got closer, this happened, you know, weeks ago, months ago. As we get closer and we notice that there's a game six on the schedule for the Knicks and Celtics, guys start to drop, right? So C-Mac drops. Now, Mitchell footed the bill for this thing.
Oh, you can't do that.
So C-Mac drops.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
BT drops, but BT,
He dropped with plenty of time and offered to pay for the ticket.
Okay.
So now it's just Mitchell and Fortley, Mitchell and Fortley's friend that he had to recruit because everybody's dropping out. Hoff, and then Sal was on the fence all day yesterday. Now, I guess Mitchell and Fortley bought a ton of tickets. He was able to sell a couple of them on the secondary market and made some money. But Sal's waffling. He's vacillating all yesterday on this thing because of the Knicks. So Knicks started 8. The Mets and Yankees started 7. So you got an hour there. The decision has been made. Now, Sal, I don't think, has said it on the air yet. He might have tweeted it out. But Mitchell and Fortley put it out on the air, so I'm not breaking any news.
Okay.
The decision has been made. Did Sal back out like BT and C-Mac because of the Knicks game? Or is Sal going to Yankee Stadium to sit in right field amongst the Yankee fans as a Mets fan, booing Juan Soto?
Sal is going.
Sal's going to the game. You're right. He is going.
He's a baseball fanatic, man.
Yeah, it is true. I mean,
and he loves him some Mets. I love that he loves the Mets, and he wants to see what this whole thing's going to feel like. This is going to be, it's going to be huge for Yankee and Met fans, just because it's Juan Soto. It's $765 million, and Soto spurned the Yankees, and he needs to be there. You know, because tomorrow, it's tomorrow. Today is the day.
That's right.
Tonight is the moment. Even in the pregame warmups.
It's going to be, it's going to be wild. And the Yankees and Mets fans that are there are going to be focused on that. There'll be some Knicks fans, obviously, that'll be there trying to pay attention to what's going on in the game. They'll get some score updates, and they either cheer or boo or whatever it may be. But, yeah, he decided to go to the game. Now, for me, I could not, and I'm not judging, whatever someone decides to do, you do. I'm not going to sit here and slam anybody for what they did unless they're screwing somebody else. Then it's a problem. Yeah. But if you choose to do something one over the other, I'm not going to say you're a bad fan or this or that. Blah, blah, blah. But for me personally, I couldn't not watch this game 6 and then be somewhere else and try to watch it on my phone or something. I couldn't do it.
Right, but now what we can do is we can watch split screen. Watch them both.
Well, yeah, when you're home, I'm talking about he going to the game.
That's tough, going to the game and trying to watch on your phone.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
That's really tough.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I wouldn't be
able to. I'll tell you one thing, too. The other thing that helps Sal, and it would help, and it's helping us too, would be the fact that it's on a Friday night. Like, it's not like we have to, you know, watch every pitch when we have to watch the entire basketball game.
That is true. You're right, because you talk about it the next morning.
Yeah, so if it were like a Thursday night or something like that, I mean, boy, that would be a tough one.
Well, but that's from a professional standpoint. From a personal standpoint, though, he's been waiting for this for a very long time with the Knicks, well, like
true.
We all have.
I know, we all have, but I also understand that, to me, when I listen to Sal, his first love is baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets and the Giants could win games, you know, on a Sunday afternoon in overtime with 75-yard field goals, and they would open up with the Yankees Hot Stove League. You know, I mean, that's how much he loves baseball.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is very true. Like Brian Daboll could step down out of nowhere. And if the Pete Rose story had happened the day before, that's 10 o'clock for them.
That is.
Yeah, I understand. All right, so now that you said that, I'm curious. I want you to think about this in the break. We'll come back. The first love of sports for all the hosts here.
Okay.
All right, so think about that, because you said Sal's first love is baseball. So now,
and his Mets.
Right, and his Mets. So let's talk about this. The first love of all of us. When we come back and more of your calls, if you're there, we will get to you coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.